This is Dave.
This is Joanna.
This is Duncan.
This is Al.
This is Yanni.
This is Caitlin.
And this is Will.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Before we even do highlighting, I think you've got something to say about our characters. Yay! And the HX that you've got with them.
I do.
So
I think it's like mostly HX equals zero.
So yeah, start with look, name, look, and outlook.
Oh, yeah.
Stats, moves, and then go into the HX stuff.
Okay.
Tell us about your Hocus.
So,
this is Elle, by the way. She's joining us as our Hocus.
Hi. Name is Truth.
Their name is Truth.
Their name?
Yes.
I'm getting to that. concealed look. Tech vestments with an ascetic face, burning eyes, and a fit body. Specifically, this is a rather high-tech looking hazmat suit with glowing eyes that are backlit, so you can't actually see into the suit. And it's bulky enough, you're not exactly sure who's inside. Stats are cool at 0, hard at plus 1, hot at minus 1, sharp at plus 1, weird at plus 3.
As we do.
Going all in.
Awesome.
Going all in early, I guess.
Yep. The moves I have are Fortune, Charismatic, and fucking Whacknut, which is my personal favorite.
Tell us about your followers.
Yes, I'm getting that. I'm kind of going in order. So my followers are my cult. They are dedicated. They also constitute a powerful psychic antenna. They're not really mine as much as I'm theirs. It's sort of a kind of group decided leadership thing, I guess. Kind of have to prove yourself a little bit. They also disdain law, peace, reason, and society. They are witch hunters of the highest degree.
Ooh.
Specifically, what they perceive as mutants, but however most people know as brainers.
Everybody wants a piece of Mr. Lively.
So, HX, I'm going to go out on a limb and say none of you are my followers, so everyone gets HX equals zero.
Can I just become your follower by accident?
With man, point? I
no,
believe
No, man,
it.
You're my follower!
I can be both of your
you
followers.
You have to go through very rigorous cleansing
okay.
All right, so now like remember that each of us is going to have HX on their sheet.
I'm
so,
I bathe.
Whatever number. So I don't have any modifications to that for me. So you're at zero with me. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have a modifier mm-hmm. that said like, oh, you add or one or subtract one from whatever they
yes,
tell you?
Yes, mine is minus 2.
Oh yeah.
Well, you're gonna have awesome. A lot in common because it's a dolphin. And a mech suit is very clean. You're gonna love it.
Yeah. Okay.
You love it.
Yeah.
Your dolphin friend.
Also, but.
No.
So I guess you guys tell me things and I write that down?
Yep.
Yeah. Plus 1 to the number you tell me, so I know you a little better than the rest of
you. Remind me your character names.
Mr. Silva.
I have these... Is this on others' turns? I have this brainer stuff. It says on others' turns. Is that on her turn? Is that when that
yes.
stuff can go into play? When I've seen her sleep... Him... They's...
I think
they's
most
they.
Of those
them.
Multiply...
Them
the
yeah,
this will probably just be the...
No, them is the accuser.
Okay.
Take the number everybody else tells you and do X.
And
okay.
So you haven't been in New Sodom
yeah.
very long or
no.
perhaps
I
yet.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a wolf of the maelstrom?
My wolf of the maelstrom. Not exactly sure what that means.
Well, okay, let me read you my playbook, because the Solace is not one that most people have heard of. So, the world psychic maelstrom vomits forth its own, eats the fortune of all living and all dead, and leaves no fortune for any but itself. In this apocalypse world, howling at the door, they used to be called wolves, but we know them for themselves at last. So the maelstrom's wolves are hunting me. Under their disguises, they look like people, but they have no expression, and they are made of metal and plastic. That's the, basically the they're this is just like, have you read the Dark Tower, Stephen King Dark Tower at all? Have you read? Okay.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that.
They are also
no, but
literally
there's
made of metal and plastic.
The,
they
okay.
have
not
they
only
have
the wolves and
wolves
of the Cala, but also like in general the Crimson King's followers
yeah, no,
are sort of like wolves. That's I think that's the
I
feel
totally
that they were going
see that.
For.
Okay.
Yeah. There's something that they're inscrutable, and there's something nefarious that they want with me. And they know they're at least nominally aligned with the locales in the fact that at least some of the locales either work for or are wolves.
Yes,
like we know that. What was his name?
Wilson.
Yeah,
Wilson was a follower.
But the woman with no tongue. I have his name.
Not Francis Francis.
Yeah, Francis was a wolf.
Francis was a wolf rather than a follower of the wolves.
Yes.
Yeah. He was gray and clammy and certainly had no tongue. We're not sure whether or not that's because it was cut off. That's what people thought.
Or because he just wasn't built with one.
Who knows?
And there wasn't enough left.
And when
for
I say
an autopsy,
metal and plastic,
so the world we may never know.
The implication, yeah, when I say metal and plastic, the implication is not that they're not there's no flesh there. It's that they are somehow synthetic. I think we're not specifying. We're not going into too much. Those are just two of the options that I could pick off the list here. So I'm asking you: are you a wolf of the maelstrom? You can give any answer, including yes or no, to this question.
I know. I'm weighing the implications.
It's fun either way.
Sure, why not?
Fuck. Okay. Then you get HX plus two with me.
Sweet. And your name is
Grace.
Grace.
So one of the important things to know is that for some reason, the wolves want to either kill or capture or interact with Grace somehow.
Grace, you can be my apprentice.
If you find me, you come rescue me.
So,
I'm in the sewers.
For Susan, put minus two. Just, even if your book says to do something else, ignore that and put minus two.
Your thing may say, listen to what the other person tells you and add one or subtract one from that as the hocus.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say?
Because
you may actually add one for that. I don't remember the
hocus. Oh, yeah, it is plus one. I do add one.
Hey, have you ever looked into someone's soul, for example?
For a man, it's zero. Just neutral.
For me, it's plus one because I know everybody a little bit better than they
Is it man with one end or two ends? Man with one end or two ends?
One end.
Sorry. He's a mysterious man.
Too much Team Fortress.
I understand.
I'm not sure that's a thing.
How much your character seems lively. That's right.
Lively, yes.
But it also means she's going to have a lot of narrative control over
one?
The rules.
Probably
good,
I know you plus one.
Okay.
But
so,
you don't necessarily
you don't
know
necessarily
him.
Know me.
Unless you have a thing on there that says that you do.
Well, I
what
add
you
one
tell
to whatever they say.
Everyone else, whatever number they tell you, add one.
What do you tell them?
Yeah, this is on.
Tell everyone HX
minus
one.
So you're at zero now.
I'm secretive.
And
but at least
me,
you've heard of.
You get him. HX plus
yes.
one. Because
yes.
I'm friendly.
So is this the clean cult?
Yes. This is the CDC.
That's awesome.
It's so amazing. She was telling me about it.
The cult of disaster control.
Mm-hmm.
Or disease control.
Cult
well,
of
it could
disease
be either.
Cleanliness.
Could, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
No, that was me not remembering what it stood for.
Definitely Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, it's Center for Disease Control in our world.
Now that we've got you in, let us do highlighting now, and let's start actually a brand new hocus.
So, you look on your sheet and find out who you have the highest HX with. I'll give you a hint. It's me.
Yep.
And now I say what I would like you to do. Now, let's see. You have hard as your secondary stat, right?
Hard and sharp are both plus one.
Oh, I want to see you be hard.
Because
I figure he'll give you weird first session.
Hey, you got weird for the first session.
Surprise.
Every time you do a move that involves either hard or weird, when you roll, bam, XP.
Succeed or fail. Succeed or fail.
Awesome.
You can do it as many times as you want in a particular scene. Now, tell me who you have the highest HX with.
I have the highest HX with a man.
So, Caitlin.
I already said the hotness.
Yeah.
Hotness.
Hotness.
I'm going to put hotness in there instead of hot. And let's see. You were hard last time.
I was cool and hard last time.
Cool and hard. Well, hot is important. That's very important. I think you might be wanting to be a little weird.
Yeah, weird's good. Too weird.
Hot and weird. Man!
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a 3-way tie.
And you get a pick.
Nice. One hand, Lively's the doctor. I'm supposed to be listening to what you say.
Plus, you got a phone booth.
But Mr. Silver says I should always follow his.
Terrifying.
Rules. So I'm going to let Mr. Silver decide.
Ms. De Silva says,
"For God's sakes, not hard."
Let's see you be weird.
Yeah.
You've been kind of weird lately.
That's kind
of
weird.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like speaking of, for God's sakes, not hard. Hard!
Alright. Hard and weird.
Also, nice. Mr. Silver.
Lively.
Yes.
This is working out so well.
Mr. Silver. I would love to see you be weird today.
Who's that?
I'd like to see you be weird. I think we should have a weird party.
I think I want you to be sharp. Dr. Lively.
Yes. Man knows me the best.
You're sharp.
I'm a sharp one.
And today, you're going to need to be weird. Today, you're definitely going to need to be weird.
Hell,
I promise you.
Yes.
All you are going to need every ounce of your weird today.
Well, I appreciate that.
Susan, no one cares about you.
It's true, but man knows me better than anybody else. So, Caitlin, your call. Please don't give me hot, but other than that, whatever.
Unless you want to see Susan fail at seduction.
I was hard and... Well, I've moved everything that uses hot to other stats anyway.
Doesn't mean you can't roll hot.
So, how about sharp?
Okay. And I was sharp and hard last week, so there's that.
I think I just want to keep you that way, if you don't mind, just because you're about to storm a building, and mm-hmm. you kind of floundered on that.
I see what you did there.
It's elephants or mammals.
Oh!
But they eat flounders.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we've got some beginning of session moves.
Yes.
We're getting there.
No one. Anyone has any? Anyone
yes.
at all?
I've
like
got
everyone.
Yeah, like almost everybody.
Do them one at
yeah.
a time.
Yeah,
may have.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so first and foremost, there are two people who have got brand new ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's... Caitlin, why don't you tell us what your two jobs you've been doing. Are there gigs around?
I need to see a gigs thing.
Let me get you a gigs thing. Gigs are a mess.
I highly advise doing murders as an elective.
Murder is definitely going to be one. I am good at murders.
I think that's right up your alley.
What kind of companionship would I be doing? I ask because it says that and fucking.
If you want it,
fucking
you tell me.
Fucking is the classier of the two.
Yeah. Like, companionship
right.
is, like, hand-holding and, like, giving baths and stuff, I guess.
Or like,
I think doing murder is
yeah.
an honest
yeah.
work,
because
I'll just be doing the same thing.
Honest
so, man,
work.
You've been doing murders and honest work. Roll me.
Are you doing both?
Yeah, that's a good question. Which?
Yes.
Both.
You've been doing both honest work and murders.
Yep, always honest.
Always, you've been
honest
doing honest
murders.
So the question is whether your murders are honest, or whether you've been doing honest work but failed to murder.
No. Yes, yes.
Or if you've been able to do both successfully, or whether you've dishonorably attempted to murder someone.
Well, I'd always be honest.
Alright, well, roll me...
Unless you honestly can't remember.
Roll me some shit.
What am I rolling?
Plus cool.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Okay, that's an 8.
An 8, eh? That sounds like a partial hit. Choose which one you sucked at. Of your two gigs. One of them, you did great! Hooray! You accomplished it! One of them...
Honest work, because I'm really good at murder.
You were... So tell me, what were you doing?
For which one?
Whichever. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing for your gig.
Well, for murder, Mr. Silver said he thought he heard homeless people hiding in the back near where the bears are. And homeless people look bad, and also they steal some of our food.
Mmm.
So I killed them. And,
killed homeless people.
They grab for business.
And then the honest work, I was supposed to help Mr. Jeffries paint his fence, but I got distracted because the ice cream man came.
You are in your own world, aren't you?
Yes.
That's terrifying.
God. I'm so afraid of what that really means.
What,
right?
What is
That's
the
what I love about this
what
character.
Is a disaster
you can just
for
say things. So
impoverished
if you don't do it right. So you didn't get that quarter you were really hoping for.
And the fudge stickle took up all my nickels.
What does that mean? We don't know. Oh shit.
Oh god.
Oh Jesus.
I'm installing gas showers somewhere.
Fortune.
Tell us what your fortune is.
Fortune.
Tell our fortunes. Your fortune?
Nine.
A nine, eh? What does that get you?
They have surplus, but choose one want.
What want? Wait, I'll choose.
Yes. There is only one want. Oh, no, there's two.
There's hunger and there's judgment. And I think you guys have been out for a while in the wastes looking for somewhere to heal. And they are hungry. What color is your hazmat suit?
Yellow and black. It's kind of a browny color now, because it's dust-covered and mud and stuff, but
gotcha.
When it was clean, it was yellow.
I'm picturing the hazmat suits in Fallout. You know, nasty things.
Yeah.
My work.
That's the image I've got, too. Mm-hmm. So, sounds good. You, destroy my plans.
The only thing I do. Or not. No, that's a mixed hit. My threshold doesn't protect just my living space, but any space I'm in moving with me wherever I go. And no one with weird plus two or higher can enter across my threshold, or if they're already within it, they must act under fire to do anything but depart. This gives me a modicum of protection so that I don't get immediately annihilated by the Hocus and their crew.
It's fine! Lively, what have you been up to?
Man doesn't always have the best presence of mind lately, and as he was killing all those homeless people in the back alley, there were a couple of witnesses that tried to get away, so I had to do some murders to make sure that man was not reported on.
Doing some murders.
To cover the murders.
Yes, doing to cover the murders. There were no witnesses.
I don't know why she swallowed that fly.
Perhaps it'll die.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Okay.
I don't have anything
murders.
Else to infiltrate at the moment.
Alright, let's see some murders.
That is 6 plus 2, which is 8.
Which is a successful murder.
Successful murder.
You have murdered some people who witnessed man's murders. Did you also murder anyone who had seen him failing to paint Mr. Jeffrey's fence? Or were you safe from whatever that was?
I have no idea what the fence thing was about.
Did you hear him tell you about it and were like...
Was this like some ill-thought Mark Twain hook?
Yes. I heard him tell me about this.
I don't think we've got fences.
I don't think we have fences.
That need painting, like ever.
Never. Why would you bother doing that with the rain?
That's so freaky. What were you doing, man? There aren't any ice cream trucks. What did you think was an ice cream truck?
Yeah. And that's what Lively is doing over a drink at the bar, is what is an ice cream truck? What would be an ice cream truck to
me? We're gonna open with Truth and his crew, or their crew. Its crew?
Their crew.
Her crew?
Their crew.
Truth and their crew, as they survey and see New Sodom bright against the black of night as you approach. Tell me, before we get too deep into this, who is your second in command?
My second in command is Justice.
You're okay. Tell me a little bit about Justice.
They are also concealed. In fact, my whole cult is.
Whole cult is
blind. It's tragic.
We're all in the same hazmat gear.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
We all come from the same place. Justice is the, I guess, the gauntlet, the steel gauntlet of my cult that I call upon when things need exterminating or problems need to be dealt with.
Scarifying. So you and Justice, would you, when you approached New Sodom, did you have scouts check it out first? Do you want to look on it first with your own eyes? What have you heard about New Sodom? Why are you coming here?
Well, we originally heard about it from a passing trader caravan, some wanderer that kind of told us a brief description. We seemed interested. Seemed a decent place to stop and get supplies because we have been traveling for a while. But also, it seemed like there's plenty of purging that might need to be done there.
It's a strange bastion too, because there's a lot of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The wealthy are extremely wealthy. They almost live as though they were in a time before the great
mm-hmm.
catastrophe. And then there's also the rest of New Sodom.
Precisely. We figure there is a lot of weirdness there that might need to be rooted out.
Are you aware of Grace? Or have you not heard of Grace yet?
Not directly.
You know, there might be people you're interested in.
We know there might be people... we're interested in. We have seen her face on, I guess, when we augured. I don't know the correct verbiage on that. But we saw into the maelstrom a little bit, and her face came up. Don't really know much more than that. Don't even really know she's here. Just a sort of person of interest. On a list of many.
Ah. Then, next question is, how are you affiliated at all with the localities, or not really? They're just someone that your organization has branched out with.
The latter. We've worked together a little bit. Not really affiliated at all.
Because localities are pretty local.
Yeah. It was we worked with them like once, and it was sort of a passing
mm-hmm.
allies of convenience type thing.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that sounds cool. So let's set the stage for me. Would Justice be with you when you're looking upon New Sodom for the first time?
Absolutely. They
set the stage for us.
Okay. We'd be looking kind of from a high vantage point.
You and your whole cult?
Probably not the whole cult. Probably, but like my top like five. Not quite advisors, I guess,
mm-hmm.
but the top five ranked, kind of
mm-hmm.
descending down. So that way we can get a couple of opinions, get a couple eyes on the target. Imagine we're passing around a pair of very worn-out binoculars. Which, it's actually only half of a pair of binoculars. It's just sort of, it's like a telescope that's sort of deal thing.
Do you have another half of it so twice as many people get to look, or is this...
No, it's, in fact, We got it off the trader that we first learned about New Sodom. He wasn't using it anymore, so...
I see. You are there at a high vantage point looking
mm-hmm.
over the bright lights of New Sodom for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And a Justice is there with you.
Indeed. A plan kind of starts to, or a plan of action.
Well, we're gonna
oh,
actually
yeah.
play this out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so. Disgusting.
The decadent scum all mixed in together. What do you suggest? Walk in the front gate?
Facial expressions are hard. You've learned to deal without them.
Mm-hmm.
Places like this have some local authority. I suggest that we commandeer it. It might be better to smooth the transition if we wish to cleanse this place. How would Justice address you? We could call you Truth.
Yeah, he would just call me Truth.
Truth.
Ever so reverently. Like I've earned that place. And as long as I continue to hold it.
I've heard this land of Sodom be policed by locales, I believe they call them.
Yeah, see, from what I understand, a not terribly effective police force. They seem to be, they, last I heard, were having some trouble recently.
They may have been taking heavy casualties from a superior force.
Wow.
Perhaps there are insurgents we may have to contend with.
All the more reason we should attempt to assimilate them. And merge their strength with ours.
It is your truth. Shall we assemble the troops?
Let's leave the main force outside of the city for now. We'll take in a small group. About 15 men.
It is your will. I will ready them. I think this might not be a bad time to open your mind to the maelstrom before you, just as you take in the city.
So, woo! That is a 5.
So tell me about what your maelstrom looks like. When people go into the maelstrom, the world either looks differently or can be perceived in a different fashion entirely. Some people see how the entire world works. Some people just have an overlay over what their normal vision would be. What does the world look like to you? What do you see when you go into the maelstrom and see things as they are?
You know how when you look under like a UV light, or like when you go under a microscope,
yay,
and have and they like colorize the images? It looks like that. And elements of filth.
You see every...
I see every grain of filth and disease and human just...
Every semen stain.
Everything.
Like a hotel room.
Yep. Yeah.
That's great.
And I stand there alone, a beacon of fire to attempt to cleanse the cleanse the impure.
409. I love it. So, this is great. As you look on New Sodom for the first time, you are taken aback. You have been to disgusting places. Truly disgusting places, but you were not prepared for what New Sodom is. As you look at it, it was as though you were sitting on a couch and realized that there's a sperm stain right next to you.
I kind of stumble out of the maelstrom, like, but regain my composure.
It is filthy as shit. Now, I get to ask you a couple of questions. Have you been to a town before? And tried to spread your word?
Yes.
How did that go? Was it a big town?
It was a very small town.
It was a small town.
Very, very small.
You were able to successfully cleanse this town of its impurities?
I was.
How many survivors?
5. They joined my ranks. That was before the actual cleansing. Whew. They were the ones that saw the light and the truth of my word. They went through the ritualistic cleansing of our order, and were given suits to maintain the purity, contain it within. The rest of the town, they
saw a different light.
Or rather, didn't see a light. They decided to wallow in their filth and disgust, and they had to be cleansed.
What did you? How do you cleanse a town?
There are a lot of ancient rites of our order about sanitizing and proper procedure. Typically on that large of a scale, however, nothing short of fire will do.
How does that make you feel when you cleanse a town? As you're doing it, what?
Relaxed. It's like there's the cleanliness, or the dirt and the grime and the filth is just
finally.
It's just anxious. You know, it makes
finally.
You anxious, and it's
at
released.
Last it's clean.
Exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, let's cut from that depressing topic. Grace! I hear you're trudging through sewers.
And something is prickling on the back of my neck, as if something terrible is coming.
It's not a rat this time.
No, I think we're going to open my brain.
All right.
And I'm running at minus one?
I believe so.
Because of threshold? Yep. Ooh, that takes me all the way up to seven.
Yeah! All right. So, here you are, and you see that despite being underground, you still feel the spotlight on you, but it's very narrow, and it's diffused, and something is trying to see you, but it can tell you're there, but it just can't get a lock on you. And as you run past sewer grates and openings, you see blinding lights
pouring
down.
It's
never
through.
Been this bright before. No. Something is very wrong. You are being pursued on a scale you have never yet perceived before.
I see these sewer grates, just like blinding light pouring down, and I'm like, run, like, plaster myself to the wall and then run past as fast as I can, and I'm sort of running faster and faster and becoming more frantic as I'm running through the sewer tunnels.
As you as you're running through the sewer tunnels, in the past when something has been bad like this, what have you done?
It only really got bad that one time before they destroyed my hometown, and I left.
Are you worried for your new home?
I'm worried for the gold mine. I'm worried for Mr. Silver. I'm worried for Lively. I mean, if that comes here, they might all die, and I don't have any more friends.
No.
Not since Hugo turned into a big jerk and decided to abandon me. I have nowhere to go.
Nowhere but safe underground.
For now, it's better than being up there.
You can't live under here.
Some people do, don't do that, don't they?
Well, some people, but they're tigers.
I need to find them.
You need to find tigers?
Well, they're better than the wolves.
They're at least not looking for you.
No. I mean, they're just... they're men. I know how to... handle men, right? It's a thing that I've done before.
Handled men.
I didn't mean it that way, but yes.
I'm sorry, there's a little narrow there.
No, I mean, men have always protected me.
They have. First your father, mm-hmm. then Hugo.
Hugo.
Then man Lively tried.
Man.
Man tried. Mm-hmm. Didn't really work out that well, but man, Lively's been great. Good, great guy.
Yes. He's very sweet once you get past that strange exterior of his, that sort of moist...
exterior?
Slightly musty-smelling exterior, yes.
Charming. Alright, so you pound away into the wet, and you think you hear voices.
Ah.
Susan!
Mm-hmm.
You have returned with Man back down to the sewer. Or not with Man, with Marrow. Down to the sewers to the lair of the tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more impressive than it.
Less impressive?
It sounds more impressive than it is. Because, you know, there's basically that one table there, and there's like a hut with a old Xbox One.
And a fire and a lamp.
Money, please. Microsoft paid me a lot of money. Anyway. And you're coming back, and oh man, you should just see Marrow hop and skip totally nude through the sewers as he returns to the lair of his people.
Mm-hmm. I probably do. I've got some pretty good sensor suites in
the
suit.
You get some great sensors up in there. You round a bend and you see the old bonfire with the little broken kiddie pool next to it. let's see. Oh, there's Bran there, and all the guys. All the guys are there from the Tigers and the gal.
Everything looks normal.
Everything looks normal. Everyone's just kind of sitting around waiting for Marrow. Mm-hmm. There, a couple of people are playing a game of cards with a deck that looks way smaller than 52. They're just shooting the shit. It's pretty lame, and some of them look around when they see Marrow come into view, and they don't look surprised. It's mm-hmm. not the first time they've seen Marrow like this. Some have a mild disgust on their face. Others, mild amusement. It's very mild.
Yeah.
But chill. They're chill back in the Tigers. Guys! We're back! We're back, guys, and here we are. We're back, and We're gonna take Obi-Wise's tower, guys. We got this. We got the plans.
Mm-hmm.
Susan over here. What did you do, Susan? Tell what you did.
We hacked their computers.
We hacked their computers, and now we've got blueprints for the first mm-hmm. time of Obi-Wise's tower.
No. The we've got physical and the detailed network.
That's
prints.
Right. We already had blueprints. Silly me.
Well, but blueprints only tell half the story, so this is better.
This is better, somehow.
But your illustrious leader here was definitely
very
already
illustrious.
Prepared. Aside from possibly armor.
I was down a little close, guys. I'm going to need some of you to get naked and give me your clothes in a second. Because I'm not going back for that shit. they're no one's terribly.
Okay, so this is not really a need to read a situation.
Not, I mean, you can, but it might change a little bit.
Yeah, let me do that then. I'd like to be sure, especially since it's been a little while since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could have snuck in.
Makes sense. Gotta be careful.
Nope. What should I be on the lookout for? That is a, 12.
You should be on the lookout for, there's some noise coming, around the corner,
mm-hmm.
that you should be on the lookout for. Someone might be trying to penetrate the perimeter of this lair.
And do I have to ask all of them right now, or could I?
No. until the situation changes. Which it may shortly.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, ask as many as you want, and then, we'll see.
Who's in control here?
Marrow. Marrow's in control here.
And what's my best escape route?
Your best escape route is probably back the way you came. You haven't had enough sonar done to the rest of the sewers to know their layout properly, mm-hmm. and you could get turned around. There are a lot of dead ends. But you've mapped the areas you've come through.
Okay.
So those are safe.
Guys, somebody's coming.
You see a light around the corner.
I turn the corner, I guess.
You turn the corner,
and I have a move.
Slosh through the,
That triggers as soon as I come into view of the settlement.
Alright.
Speaking of moves, I just, advanced.
Ah.
Literally. And I have now had the advanced version of Rita Sitch, Rita Person, and Alvin Brain.
Oh my.
Awesome.
Okay, so the Solace has a move called Alive in the World. When you take your bearings in a landscape or a settlement, ask one. And there's a list of questions that says, whenever acting the answers, take plus one. If you'd like to ask further questions, roll plus sharp, which I'm going to do. And that's an 8. So I get to ask an additional one.
Okay.
So the first one is, I sort of immediately, the first thing I'm doing is taking in the situation. When I round the 30, so what do I see?
You see a lot of moderately armed toughs. They're not sitting around with bits of wood or what have you, but they've got guns and all. And they've got leathers, and some of them have the word tiger on a little name tag on their chests.
TWY.
Yeah. So people know how it's spelled correctly. It's very important. It's a dirty, stinking hole. You don't see a bathroom around there. That's good.
It's a sewer.
It's a sewer. You're in luck. They don't shit where they eat.
Somebody else does that for them.
How could I best become accepted as a part of this place or these people?
Well, there's two ways to get accepted in the tigers. You can become a tiger, or you can attach yourself to a tiger.
Okay.
They look like the kind of guys that would do that.
That's what I figured. And what does this place or these people have to offer me?
Protection.
Perfect.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa, boys! Get your guns on this chick! It's the chick in our sewers! Not you chicks in our sewer. Other new chick in our sewer. Alright. About five tigers lazily turn around in their makeshift chairs and remove guns from their holsters or pants or sock drawer. I don't know. They don't have sock drawers. They're not that rich. Were they, only wise? And you're found with... You've got about four to three pistols aimed at you and a lot just sort of out.
Relax, Marrow. I'm familiar with this human. I do not think she is a threat.
Susan! And I run forward towards Susan with like my cello in one hand and my other hand just raised up in the air like not trying to be threatening at all.
Well, I'll be honest, I didn't... Okay.
slow down, Grace.
What you doing here, Grace?
Marrow, right?
Yep, that is me. This is Marrow. I see my reputation preceded me.
Well, you...
Maybe you've caught one of my shows.
Maybe you've caught one of mine.
Nope.
Obviously, you should have a doubleheader.
Well, Marrow, perhaps... If you'll be so kind as to let me stay with you for a little while, I promise I won't make any trouble. I might give you a private show.
Now, I want to warn you, there's only two ways to be accepted by us tigers.
I sort of step a little closer to him. Well, I'm not going to fight for you, so I guess we're going to have to go with Plan B.
All right. I accept. You, Grace... I think you're going to do great with Susan. Okay, let's see it.
No.
We need to accept you too, Susan. It's a great way to do it. No, take it off.
Susan is... I was talking about you. And I put a hand on him.
Whoa! I hear you haven't heard my policy on loose women. I only sleep with solid fours. And you are at least a six. If not a five.
Can I read a sitch?
Yes. Now is a good time to read a sitch. Or a person, or anything. Well, literally anything. Please read something.
Yeah. That's a seven.
Alright, ask your question.
Which enemy is most vulnerable to me right now?
Most vulnerable to you... That has got to be, that's going to be Bran over to the side. He's got a tough exterior, but he's one of those little skinny guys with a big-ass gun.
So, I'm having a little bit of trouble parsing Mara right now. I'm not sure if I should read a person or open my brain and ask for assistance.
Yes.
Take your pick. The shovel cannot be your pick.
I think I'm going to read a person. And if that fails, then I'll just open my brain, because that'll surely go better. Well, that's a 9.
Alright, and this is for which?
To read Marrow.
Reading Marrow.
What he is trying... Well, so I get one question. What does he wish I would do?
Well, beyond the obvious of removing your suit and having sex with this woman...
Well, that may have been obvious to us, but it wasn't obvious to Susan.
Alright, well, that is certainly what he would like to do. Well, he'd just rather see you without your suit on. He's going to try to find an excuse he wants. That's what he wants Susan to do.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm going to inch over towards where Bran and whoever he's with is sitting.
Going over here, eh? Little old Bran. Bran shoots a glare at Marrow.
I sit down. Is there some place to sit next to Bran? That isn't completely slimy and disgusting?
There is, Bran and Jackson are playing cards at a table with a deck that is probably more than 10 cards, but less than 52. There is the table they're playing poker on, and of course Bran's lap.
Sure. Let's do that. I lean my cello up against the table. And actually, I think I just set it down on the ground.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I say, is there room in the game for one more? And I lean that, I sort of put some of my weight on Bran's lap, but I don't sit square on him.
The middle. Would you like to roll some kind of seduction, perhaps?
That's true. Big bucks, no whammies, and... Well...
It's a good thing you got plus three.
That's plus five.
What the fuck?
I read a cinch and I'm good alive in the world. Actually, they probably don't stack. It doesn't matter. It's a mixed hit either way.
All right. So what exactly are you going to give him as concrete assurance of his seduction?
I think I'm going to start unbuttoning his shirt, which also triggers arresting Skinner. Probably only on Jackson
Monster.
And Bran.
I did
say I was going to put on a show.
Bran just sort of... Some of the other tigers are also extremely interested. They've seen Bran before, but you're new. We're all friends here. Says Marrow to Caitlin.
I wasn't judging.
You see, I'm looking for a place to stay, and I need...
You can stay with me.
Strong man.
I'm strong.
To defend me, and you have a very large gun.
I sort of run
one finger up the gun.
I have a...
And then touch his nose.
I have a protective gun. Boss, she can stay with me. I can protect her.
Can I please?
Look at Marrow. Yeah, sure. I like you. I like you.
Oh, wow. We're not so different, you and I.
I have not seen that movie. Heard good things, though.
Now, what are you guys playing? I just kind of like put my arm around Bran's neck and I pick up his cards and what are they playing?
They are playing Magic the Gathering and poker.
I think you have a goblin flush.
Well, this is the sewers.
Oh! I didn't actually say that. I have no idea what these cards are. Like, this makes absolutely no sense. Why don't you show me how it's played?
Sure. And he goes into way too much detail.
I think the whole time I'm kind of glancing over at you, Susan, and like... Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of happy that you've distracted Mara's attention.
He's looking on amused. She's good. She's an elfin. He's pretty good at this.
Sure. I believe you. I'm less familiar with
human mating practices.
You didn't see this mating practice before? This is the lap-sitting portion of the mating practice. At this point, she will attempt to seduce him as best she can, and will even have sex with him later, but not now, despite having their genitals almost touching through the cloth of their clothing.
This is most informative. Our instructional videos were obviously inadequate.
She will also attempt to play the game despite not knowing how it's played, and I'm also pretty sure... I don't think this game can be played, that aside.
Why play a game if it can't be played?
I think they're trying to look busy when I'm around, I'll be honest.
Do they know that you know?
Hey guys, do you know that I know that you're just looking busy?
I get three pair. That's good, right?
Yeah, sure.
I think they know.
You know, it's a management tip. It's usually a good idea not to clue your underlings in just how much you know.
Guys, you don't know that I know. Nuts. Thanks, Phil.
Does Jackson still have his wits about him?
Jackson seems to have most of his wits about him, though he can't seem to look at his cards right now. He's attempting to play the game as best you can without looking at his hand.
It makes it easier to bluff.
It does. He has literally no idea what he's betting on.
His friend doesn't seem to be too good with his words. I'm going to turn to Jackson and be like, what's the deal with him?
He's really attracted to you.
Marrow.
Oh, Marrow? Oh, he's our leader, and he is a little off. But he's a great guy, and he's led us to a lot of great stuff, like these cards. You can't find cards these days. They're really rare. That stuff doesn't survive, you know, especially in the wet. Where are you from?
I actually sort of, like... I think I sort of slide off of Bran's lap, and I sort of, squat down next to the table so that I'm sort of between them, because I assume they're on opposite sides, yes. Maybe, or something. And, he's paying attention to me, and he's interested in me. So, I'm from a little town, a few days' travel from here. It's not there anymore. But, I mean...
are you okay? Is that why you're running?
Can I read him?
Yes.
That's an 11. Yes. Yes. What does he wish I'd do?
Take off your clothes. He's not really interested in what you have to say.
Who'd have thought?
How did I get him to be interested in what I have to say?
Write it on your boobs!
Oh, really?
I think you would have to make him believe that what you have to say is either important for his survival, important for his monetary gain, or a way to get with you. You can get Bran to do anything, though.
Yeah, but that's sort of boring. He doesn't seem very capable.
I'm very capable.
I didn't say that out loud.
I just kind of said that.
The same thing that destroyed my town is coming here.
Like the sewers?
All of Dusan.
Oh my god.
And that means there's going to be some opportunities for someone as capable as you. But it also means there's going to be a lot of danger.
I think I can handle it.
Now, if you keep me safe, along with Bran here.
Well, you've seen it, so maybe you can help us too with the danger, because you know what it is, and we can work together and, you know...
And I smile. I would love to.
Come on, give me a 12!
Damn!
That's like a 12, just upside down.
I don't know. I think Jackson is willing to listen to the words that you're saying.
Fair enough.
But he's really... You got some good stuff going on. It's mostly in the region.
He's mostly just saying, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
And how does that make you feel?
And he might... Man, that bitch at work, yeah?
Yeah. Tell me about a woman that you've had struggles with interpersonally. Can you tell me about the time you experienced the miracle of childbirth?
This is going to be harder than I thought. And I turned back to Bran.
So, how long does it usually take to get your...
Get the guys in order?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's actually something I need to talk to you about. It usually takes just a little bit of time for us to get up, get our guns, get our ammo, but you're going to need a little bit of training. Well, this is going to be your training, your first mission. Guys, everyone, I have an announcement to make. The tigers, most of them turn around, at least in their seats a little bit. They've heard this crap before. Guys, I can't go on you on this mission with you because I've got a career to think about. Mr. Silver, he's offered me a position where I could be a big-time movie star. And I can't disappoint my fans. What will they say if I die before I have any fans? They'll be very upset. And so I'm gonna have to leave you and leave this dolphin in charge of the tigers. He puts his hand in his pocket and produces a set of keys. Oh, now that you're in charge, you're gonna need the keys. Here's the front door key, back door key, sewer access key, Omer Wise's penthouse key. Take them. Oh, it's gonna be hard to part with all of you. You're in charge now, Susan. I'm gonna have to go. Rain, Winter, A.T., Lark and Mark, you're coming with me. And he turns around and feigns sobbing as the, tigers he has indicated trudge after him.
I see.
They escape into the darkness, and the remaining tigers just sort of stare at you blankly.
Well, are you guys ready to go somewhere nicer and take it by force?
Susan,
and then live there?
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I mean, what are you doing? I stand up.
Well, the plan was to relocate the tigers to Omi Wise's establishment.
I'm sure she's not going to be very happy about that.
That's okay.
Susan, why don't we just stay down here where it's safe?
That is a lovely idea, except that it's not.
What? Can I read Susan?
Would you like to
read back?
Read back?
Or interfere?
Or interfere?
That's an 11.
Can you be?
You can
totally
enter 9.
I'm just going to try and read Susan back.
That's a good idea.
Or not Susan, Grace. I'm
That's true.
Yeah, well, that's an 11.
So you both read each other pretty damn good.
I think,
Question off.
Not right off. What hit me?
Conversation. All right, blow your load, Yanni.
Hey, I've only got one. And spent it during the conversation, not immediately, necessarily.
Gotta take your time.
Mm-hmm. Ease into it.
Mara pokes his head out. Innuendo?
Why is it not safe down here?
Oh,
it's the only place the Lucullus can't get to.
Well, it might be a very suitable place for reoceanification, but if there's a bunch of people living here, then it would be very bad for them. So, in order to reduce casualties, the idea...
Reoceanific...
How comfortable does this suit look to you?
I don't know. I'm not a dolphin.
If you were encased in a... I mean, those clothes can't be that comfortable wearing them all the time. How? I see you.
I like
you
my
humans,
clothes.
But you
I mean,
humans
these aren't
change
mine,
them
but
like
they...
every day. If you had to wear clothes that covered you all over the place,
that were armored,
that hid me?
And
I'd give anything for that.
And you couldn't take them off?
But at least I'd be safe. What are you feeling right now?
I think confusion.
But so you're gonna fill the sewers with ocean so more dolphins can come?
Yeah.
But what will that do to the city?
Well, this area of it will become much flatter and deeper, obviously. And then we can put water in, and it will be a suitable habitat again. Like before.
Jackson raises his hand. This may be a forum method that Mera requires.
Jackson, you have a question.
Yeah, I thought we were going to kill Omi Wise and take all her stuff.
Right. That way you're not here when the bombardment starts.
Well, we like that too. There's a murmuring. Yeah, we don't want to be blown up.
Well then, we should take Omi Wise's place post-haste.
That seems like a good idea. Jackson's so bad as I am.
How can I get you to reconsider? How many people will die? My whole hometown was destroyed, and it's not even half the people that live just above where we are right now.
Oh, the abandoned sewer district is fairly abandoned. The majority of the people here, according to my surveys, are the tigers.
But above ground?
Sure.
Is that even a thing?
What? Tigers above ground?
No, there's no one living above ground here.
It's the abandoned warehouse district.
There's a lot of homeless people here. But they're sort of bumps
on the walls. House?
They're not really the kind of people who are important and also lively.
And also lively! Poor lively.
The abandoned shitty district. So shitty that it's abandoned by everyone the lively.
They're
and
posting
not
a suitable
people.
Alternative place for,
Anywhere in the wastes outside the city, why here? Why now?
It's a good spot. It's close to the shore.
You didn't ask me. You didn't answer how I could get you to reconsider. The answer may be I can't.
No, I did answer.
Oh, find a better place.
But I feel like the wastes are full of like more pollution and nastiness and chemicals. And
do I know where the wolves come from? Is there a place that they originate from? Even when they're sort of legend.
There is talk of a town. You know this is, of course, not possible. Maybe even a city. Like a proper city. Not like New Sodom, which is a city, but with not the population of a city, but a real city that's clean and cold and hateful.
Does it have a name?
Does it have a name?
Haven.
From Haven.
Haven.
I'm unfamiliar with Haven.
Not even from your surveys?
I just emerged from the sea, not too long ago.
Are you telling the truth?
Not entirely.
And I lean my head in so that my forehead is touching the glass of your exosuit, and I say, Susan, we haven't known each other very long, and you seem like a nice person. So don't lie to me. This world is filled with suffering people. It's also filled with terrible, terrible things.
It used to be...
Jackson also raises his hand.
What, Jackson?
Oh, I was just saying it was.
If you care at all for us humans, hurt the bad people.
And how do I tell who the bad people are?
Fine.
Again, my surveys have been localized. I have not gone outside New Sodom.
Your people. Find Haven.
Find Haven.
I have nothing to offer.
I guess, are you telling the... That doesn't even make any sense. Yeah, none of these are really...
How could you get me to back the fuck off? Not that there's anything you could do to me. I mean, that I could do to you.
Please stand by. I'm going to open my brain and fucking ask if...
Ask Norma.
Would that be Norma, or...
You can. Do you want to check the wiki article, or do you want to talk to your AI about it?
I think I want to check the wiki article.
Okay.
Which is open brain, not...
Show it to me.
Bam.
Well,
minus one. You're in my presence.
Well, fuck. Because otherwise... that would have been an advanced one.
As a 10-plus hit. A regular 10-plus hit.
It's an 11, yeah.
Haven... is a town couple hundred... It's not a big town. Mm-hmm. It's a couple hundred miles west of here. It is extremely heavily armed. Has very little water access. It's totally landlocked. It is very technologically advanced. It's a later conquest goal once there have been... there have been a greater base. It's going to...
It is not
going to
be a foothold.
It is not going to be a foothold. This is one of the last things pegged for assault, because you're going to need overwhelming force from a lot of directions, because they have got some crazy, dangerous shit in Haven.
Unfortunately, Grace, Haven is not on the coast and would not be suitable.
Well, can I at least come with you to Omiwise's?
I don't see why not. Can you handle a weapon?
I look back at my cello. I'm not very good.
Kind of glance over is there a at way? The tigers.
I might be able to distract some of the guards, though.
That's not a terrible idea. We were planning on going in...
And Omiwise has some things in mind still.
Well... Since the plan was to take over Omiwise's residence, I see no reason you couldn't reacquire your possessions at that time.
Well, good, so we're going to kill some people, finally.
This is Jackson. That was the plan?
Alright, well...
Is
what are we shooting the shit for, boss?
Just make sure everybody's on board.
We're all on board. Are we, you, boys?
Are you normally second in command, Jackson?
And girls!
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm usually second in command.
All right, well...
He looks around.
does anybody look dubious?
Everyone looks dubious all the time with the tigers. They are not well led. Marrow is a very bad leader. He is not clear with his orders, or what is required of people, or whether or not they're about to get shot or had sex with.
I see. Do we want to,
We're gonna cut there for a second.
Yes, that's...
All right. Lively.
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 Oh, I've missed you
have
all
you,
so much.
Have you been checking up on Autumn at all?
Oh, yes, I do check in on her every so often.
Every so often?
Yes.
Today's one of her better days.
Oh, good.
She's conscious.
Yes. That's much more entertaining.
Oh.
I'm not providing any details. Well, so, hello, Autumn.
She turns over in her bed. You, Autumn has been sequestered up in Doc's new lab, which man does not know about.
That's probably a good idea.
He moves every couple weeks, just to make sure that man doesn't, you know, find him.
Find him, yes. I can appreciate that.
And she's got a lot of crazy machines hooked up to her.
Hmm.
Not a lot of people are injured these days because the fighters are out of commission for some reason.
Some reason.
And so she's got Doc's best shit all hooked up to her. She's got a massive cast around her waist. Doc's not the greatest doctor. He knows a little bit about it, but he knows that broken bones need casts. And if your pelvis is broken, that's probably going to need some kind of cast, he assumes.
Seems
legit. It looks a little bit like a grotesque armored diaper.
Hello, Autumn.
Hey, Lively.
Hello. And I sort of brush back her hair from her forehead. How are you?
Closes her eyes in pain. Everything hurts. Mm. Literally everything hurts.
Everything.
Everything. Mm. Everything hurts.
That's unfortunate.
Which hand do you brush her hair with?
I think the non-gloved hand.
The non-gloved hand?
Yes, the non-gloved hand.
Why do you brush her hair with the non-gloved hand?
The reason why I brush her hair with the non-gloved hand is because I want her to get used to me touching her without being suspicious that there's a glove on my hand.
That's a sneaky idea.
Sneaker.
Oh, God. How long has it been? Like, 2 days? It's been a lot of time.
a little bit more than 2 days. More like, over a week.
Oh, shit.
I think.
Did I at least kill him?
Kill who?
Fucker man.
Well, you didn't kill regular man. And so I assume you didn't kill fucker man.
Great superhero.
No. He broke your pelvis, dear.
Oh God. She's been having trouble with her memory. You've had this conversation before.
I see. Yes, don't you ought to remember. Do you remember the last time we talked about fucker man?
No. I hardly know her, man. She doesn't actually say that. I can't help myself.
But I'm. Oh, dear Autumn. Do you remember who I am? Do you know me?
You're Dr. Lively?
Dr. Lively, that's right.
You've been taking care of me here, haven't you?
I have been, yes.
All by yourself?
All by myself.
Doc is not in the room.
Of course not. All by myself.
When Doc sees you, he splits. He didn't want none of that.
Not a single bit.
Did you kill
him? Yeah.
No, I didn't kill man. Why did you want to kill man?
He killed my brother. He killed a lot of people. He's a monster. Can't you see that?
Oh.
Why haven't you killed him?
There are lots of monsters, Autumn. Didn't you spend some time in the wastelands?
Yeah. Or her.
Well, that's still just a 4, so I don't find out anything. Well, actually, that's a person, so that rolled with weird.
Oh.
So I still get XP, but that becomes 7.
But for a different reason.
Which is a hit.
Yeah, I was in the wasteland briefly.
And you didn't meet any monsters there?
No, it was just me, all by myself.
So, you were just out there for a picnic by yourself?
Yeah. Just out there for a jog, I guess.
Sorry, that,
Listen. How long before I can walk again? She will never walk again.
Well, it might be a little while. There's things like therapy, and you're still in a lot of pain, so I wouldn't want to push you, you know, to do something that might injure yourself again.
I can't be cooped up here for a couple more weeks, you know, that'd be too much. I'm always on the move.
Well, where were you planning to go after this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just got a feeling I was really supposed to come here, and I had to leave my picnic in the wastes.
What are you really feeling?
What is Autumn really feeling?
Pain. Yeah, I mean, aside from pain.
Obviously. Autumn Autumn doesn't understand fully why she was drawn here or why she knows that man killed her brother. She knows that man killed her brother. But she's not entirely sure why she knows that. It's linked with all that memory issue stuff she's got right now.
Probably, yeah.
As you brush her hair, you started to count some of the scars she had.
Okay.
There were a lot. They are acid scars, and she is just fucking covered in them.
Mm-hmm.
Every inch of her body that you've seen so far is just covered in acid scars. People don't get this many acid scars and either A, live, or B, continue to get acid scars.
Would they be identifiable as having come just from the rain?
They
or from...
are all only in one direction, and it is vertical. She has been battered by the rain and somehow has survived.
Does anybody mind if I crash this scene?
Please do.
Yeah,
oh, wait.
Come on.
But first, I did advance in the last scene. Ooh. And one of my advances is give a solace move to another character.
Oh.
I am giving you a move. That move is disarming presence. When you want to disarm a charged situation, start speaking or singing, I assume for you it's speaking, and roll plus hot. On a hit, no one present can commit violence while they can see you or hear your voice. On a 10 plus, furthermore, if any of your fellow players' characters leave the situation peacefully, they mark XP. On a miss, no one present can commit violence against anyone but you.
Is this a permanent or just a one time?
No, permanent.
How did Found not have this?
This playbook didn't exist when you played.
I wanted that so bad. Why can you not only harm me? I demand it.
Well, that should be interesting.
I figured that he'd enjoy that move the most.
That
is why I'm giving it to him.
That is an interesting move.
Mm-hmm. And I don't need that.
Do you check in on Autumn a lot or...
No, actually, I've just found out, and I found out there's a woman consuming huge quantities of medical supplies, which I purchased, and I put two and two together, and have walked down to my office, gotten the letter detailing how a woman has been sent here from the wastelands to, I don't know, apparently consume my medical supplies, and make my life less pleasant than it was in my newfound, Omiwise free existence. I'm going upstairs to have a talk with the doctor.
Alright, so.
I open before you can open the door.
Oh, Mr. Silver, good. Goody, good, good.
Lively.
Hello.
I wave around this letter, point at it. Do you know who this woman is?
She is Autumn of the Wastes.
Exactly. All right. Here, this is a missive I received from Omiwise shortly after our last encounter. So, yes, I was wondering, since I suppose you're the doctor on duty, why is she consuming so many of our medical supplies?
Well, Mr. Silver, actually, can I have that letter back?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Please. Actually, this explains a lot. See, dear Autumn here ran into an unfortunate accident when she had a disagreement with our dear man.
I tried to shoot him in his stupid face.
As she is under the...
A foolish plan at best. Oh, my.
Why, isn't she just adorable?
Yes, maybe we should keep her around after.
I know. Oh. But anyways, She was under the impression that man was responsible for the death of her brother Lamprey. But she doesn't recall who told her that.
That's certainly true.
Or, you know, why she feels such a compulsion to kill our dear man, or why she came in from the waste. She's very confused and mixed up.
It's like a cat!
Lightly speaking of panic motion. Stroke the embers. Head, I guess. Yes.
Autumn, rather.
Sorry. I'm guessing she doesn't have a whole lot of hair left.
No.
I'd like to read you.
Well, she's got some very long hair in the places that it's on her head.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm going to read you.
Find out all about me.
Nope, I found out nothing about you.
That's okay.
I rolled.
Everyone's a mystery.
A five.
A five.
All right. Autumn? Autumn, that's your name, right?
My name's Autumn.
What do you... Do you know me? Do you recognize me?
No. Should I?
Yes, I'm your boss.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, sir. Lively says I'll be walking around pretty soon.
Well, there's therapy to go through, and lots of work to be done.
I don't know what I could be doing for you, Mr. Silver.
Right now, you can just tell me anything you remember. Anything at all. Why?
Anything at all?
Well, anything.
Well, I was having my picnic out in the wastes, and I remember that my brother was killed by man, and then I walked here. I walked here and tried to kill man for killing my brother. And then I was here, and Lively's been taking care of me, and that's...
You know, I hadn't asked you this before, dear Autumn, but does the name Omiwise ring a bell in your head, your sweet little head? Omiwise?
No.
I'd like to read her.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, that explains it, but I don't do that either.
But it's some random thing.
You can't tell if she's lying or not, but something fishy's going on with that.
Lively.
Yes. Chum.
Since Miss Autumn appears to be useless and perhaps even a hole in my pocket.
Well, I don't know that she's useless.
In what way? Did you hear what she said when I asked her to tell me everything she remembered?
Well, she...
And she has a shattered pelvis, it appears. I assume that's what's under that poorly conceived cast.
Yes, I don't know what nurse's assistant I have... Nurse's assistant I have was doing that day. I've tried to redo it, but it was too difficult.
Anyway. You can make up anything you want.
I think perhaps we should have a conference. Dear Autumn, we'll be right back.
Okay. Lovely. Oh, I won't go anywhere. Lively.
You just Doctor. Sweet dreams. Goodbye.
Except for her comical nature and What if we
send her back to Omiwise? Obviously, Omiwise was in some kind of communication with her out in the wastes, and obviously, from the way that she answered whether she knew the name Omiwise, there's some sort of mental block. Trust me, I know these sorts of things. Right? We suspect them very strongly. What if we send her back as a present to Omiwise? It's not like she can get back to us. They'd have to send her back in a box.
Her in a box.
But do we really have to nurse her back to health before we can do that?
No.
Or could we just wrap her up in a top and dump her on the doorstep?
I think what we should do is we should give her like a chair with wheels on the bottom and leave her on that. Possibly that she could go and speak with Omiwise instead of just leaving her in the rain on top. The idea being that I can plant a command in her brain so that she might go and assassinate Omiwise. Omiwise would be like, "Oh, my daughter, what are you doing back here? What's wrong with your pelvis? Why are you in a chair with wheels?" And then possibly Autumn could just shoot her in the face. I could do that.
We should work together more often. I do like this plan.
That's right. And besides, she trusts me. It's not like she can do a whole lot around here except sit in a chair by man and ring a bell, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah. But if we send her back to Omiwise as an unfortunate present, considering that letter... It would be both a snub to Omiwise and possibly a way to shoot her in the face.
She was very smug.
Mm-hmm. And what's better than making a smug person's plan backfire on them?
I can think
yes,
of
what's
things,
better?
Not many things.
Not many things. So I think that we should take dear Autumn on a field trip. Don't you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds lovely. All right. We'll go back in the room. You're like, "Hello, Autumn. Thank you for being patient with us. We had dowdy old man talk about taxes and bills, and money doesn't grow on trees."
She's 35.
Well, she's been in the waste.
I want to examine this bed she's on. Is it a proper bed, or does it have wheels already attached?
It has some wheels attached. Well, fewer wheels that you need to find, apparently.
It'll be a wheel bed instead of
a
wheelchair.
Wheel bed. Yes.
As long as it gets there.
Yes. Well, I will go up to Autumn and ask her, "So, Autumn, you're doing so well today, and it's a nice day outside. Wouldn't you like to go for a little jaunt outside?" And as I do this, I'm petting her hair, and then I switch to petting it with the gloved hand.
All right, would you like to...
I'd like to do a move!
Nice.
Called number 9 in-brain puppet string.
Oh my.
It only is...
Question.
Yeah.
Question for you. This plan.
Yes.
This plan of yours.
Uh-huh.
You plan to send her alone... to assassinate Omiwise, yes?
Well, we're sort of gonna, like, drop her off on the doorstep and run.
We're gonna do something a little custom here. Instead
okay.
of giving her a specific command...
Alright.
You have told her to assassinate Omiwise, and, well, there's that.
There's that.
There's that.
So that is my move.
How much control do you normally have over in-brain puppet string? Is it just a command normally?
It is a... Yes, you plant a command, and you can inflict harm, one for one. And most people seem to have an understanding that if they disobey the command, dire things will happen.
You're
like
a little worried that this bedridden person, even with a gun, will be able to kill Omiwise. The last time you saw her, even beaten, bloodied, and with guns trained on her, she looked tough.
Yeah.
She, even if someone else has got a gun, you don't think that just this bedridden survivor is going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if you put a little bit more of yourself in there, you would be able to aid her.
Really?
Maybe if you opened up your mind to her mind, you could get
I
some more control there.
Yeah. I think that might be a possibility, seeing as how she is weakened and whatnot.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's open your mind to her maelstrom.
All right. Let's find out about her. Ooh, that's a 6. Ow.
You rub her hand with the glove and you try to enter her mind. Not just to tell her something, but to really go in there and speak with her.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, you feel rain on your face. It's cool at first, but then it's stinging, hissing, and violent. It is too much for you. You have to pull out You're not sure that you're going to be able to make a connection with her. Mm-hmm. She's got some weird stuff going on in there. Take a harm.
Mm. Ouch.
Take one armor-piercing harm. And
hold my armor.
Well, hold on. And you feel a stinging on your face. Just a twinge of it. There's no water there, but the skin is tender. Sort of straight lines. As if you'd been burned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know if I feel up to going out. You can always wheel her up there. There's nothing wrong with sending someone to their death on a dubious mission.
It'd be fine.
Good. What do you think, Mr. Silver?
Yes?
I think,
Step back outside.
Is there something on my face?
There are burn marks. They look like they've been scars. Maybe not. They're fresh scars. They're healed over.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you've got some scars like... Well, those new? I hadn't noticed them before, but...
They're new. I couldn't do it. Something in her mind is so broken, it did this to me instead. So...
Monstrous.
I know. Right? So, I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know that this plan is going to work. We could still wheel her to Obi Wise's doorstep, but that's up to you. If you don't want her taking up any more medical supplies, that's fine. I don't know. Do you have any ideas as to how we could use her?
Well, I certainly like the dead fish approach.
Nah,
does seem entertaining and bring me great satisfaction and save me money.
Mm.
Have you ever had two brainers?
Two brainers?
Have you ever had two brainers in your employment? One brainer is extremely decadent.
No. In fact, Lively's actually the first brainer I've ever had in my employ. I've met others, but didn't really get along so well.
Even Omi Wise doesn't have two brainers. They're a rare commodity. They don't just drop on your doorstep with a vendetta willing to kill.
Well, that's awfully useful now, isn't it? Even with a broken pelvis on.
Damn.
With a broken pelvis on. It's like something you like, I feel like this today.
Yeah. One pelvis is not enough. Broken, but a second one will be fine.
Perhaps there are better uses for her than just a suicide embarrassment mission.
Perhaps indeed.
I don't think that we really need to fix the broken parts.
Nah.
But if we could make her mobile and more or less conscious, I think this could be a golden opportunity.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I might have to actually have a conversation with Doc. See if he can stand to be in the same room with me. Ever. At all.
Boy, Doc avoids a lot of people.
I can only
that poor bastard.
Let's see if we can get her mobile.
He isn't allowed to avoid me. He's contractual obligated. <not. laughs>
Well then.
How you been today, man? Any exciting stuff?
I'm actually kind of down in the dumps.
Down in the dumps? Why?
Whoa. The fence.
The fence didn't get painted.
Yeah.
And you didn't get... And you lost your last nickel on ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty sad. It's rough. Rough day.
But there's lots of things I can do. I can go be a help other places.
You can.
I tried to find where the doctor was, but I couldn't. Sometimes I swear it's like they move that place
that's
to
crazy.
Keep it from me.
No,
it's
way.
Ridiculous.
That's
no one would do that. That would be mean.
That would yeah. that'd be crazy.
Yeah. If I find out someone did that to me, I would be right. so angry. I'd kill them. That would be silly.
That's silly.
But you know, it's been a kind of I haven't been able to find Mr. Silver either.
Oh,
or Susan. Or Grace.
Wow, everyone Grace seems to abandon you.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Sometimes
it's like they
it
just,
makes me really angry.
It makes you wonder, like, do they just leave you at the door and hope you don't kill very many people?
Yeah. But then, you know, I remember it's a nice day out and it's not acid raining right now.
Take the little things.
The little things.
It's just nice. Mm-hmm.
Like the times I haven't been abandoned by everyone I love.
That's true!
Right.
Wow. Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
I think I'm going to go on an adventure.
You're going on an adventure?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
I don't know. It's nice outside. It's sunny.
It's nice and sunny. Wait, don't you have to man the door?
Yeah. But I really want to just take a look around.
Take a look around?
Since Mr. Silver's not here, I don't usually break rules, but suddenly I think maybe, well, I got this other set of rules in my head. And, you know, some of the rules Mr. Silver gives me, like, you know, I have also these rules that Dr. Whiteley gave me. And if there are different sets of rules, well, maybe sometimes I could go with one instead of the other.
That's a really good idea.
And Dr. Ivy hasn't told me anything about going on adventures.
He hasn't.
Yeah. He just told me not to take people's baby ears. So,
do you just
adult ears grow?
Just sort of wander the streets?
Ears, not their adult ears, because their adult ears don't grow back.
Well, I can't go home.
No way. Mom will catch you being hookied.
Yes.
She'll tattle.
She'll tattle. She'll beat me.
I like you.
So, I think
you like laughing.
I'm just gonna go look around.
Wow, you're just kind of looking around. You didn't get yourself lost in the city, you know?
Yeah. Just go for the real New Sodom experience.
New Sodom experience. You see all sorts of great things.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you come across is a guy getting a blowjob from a toothless hooker.
It's amazing. She shined his shoes for like 2 whole hours and they were beautiful and he was so happy and she was so happy.
Wow.
That's
great.
Just the world is full of, it's just awesome.
It's full of wonder. The next thing you see is
awesome things.
A baby who's been exposed. Just left to rot in the rain.
Yeah, well sometimes, you know, in order for them to grow up, they have to get water and sunlight. So you kind of leave them there, but if you tend to them too much, you know, they kind of will want your baby to be healthy.
This baby's well on its way to being healthy, right?
Yes.
You come across a mugging. There's a very tall man mugging an even taller man. We're talking like 6 versus 6.5. They're not tall to you, of course, but in principle, based on
other
people.
I was gonna say, that sounds pretty short.
Yeah, I mean, to you. The tall man, who is not the taller man, don't get them confused, has a sawn-off shotgun. And he's backing the other one up against a wall, demanding money. He's wearing a trench coat.
I should talk to him.
Give me all your goddamn money.
What you doing?
He's turned around. What? Hey, get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh. You don't have to say it that way. I mean, that really wasn't very nice of you.
Get the fuck out of here before I shoot you. Yeah, I'm mucking him. What, you want to get mugged too?
No, that would be kind of stupid.
Yeah, then get the fuck out before I shoot you or mug you.
No, I'll shoot you and then I'll mug you.
He sizes you up for a second. Would you like to roll some kind of go
times
aggro
infinity? So that's 10.
So you phrased it like, or you could mug
Or you could mug him.
No. It's just kind of like, you know, I'm rubber and he's glue. Whatever mugs me, mugs back onto him.
His eyes go wide. And he very slowly puts his gun back in his gray trench coat. And very slowly, keeping his eyes on you, walks backwards around the corner, stumbling only slightly over a dead rat.
Make sure to water the babies!
Oh my god, thank you so much, the even taller man says, what can I do to reward you? Thank you.
I don't require any rewards, for I am the mysterious masked man.
You're not wearing a mask.
Shut up!
Yes! I will, of course, be quiet. Mysterious masked man. He flattens himself against the wall.
I think you've actually fucked him up seriously in his head, Lively. He was not like this before. Something has gone wrong.
Terribly wrong.
There's some gears slipping.
Yeah.
Or just flat out missing.
He knows that babies don't need acid rain. They need regular water. I mean, it's just kind of common sense.
It's true, it's common sense. Do you just move on bravely strutting?
From baby patch. Yes.
You continue
I'm a crusader
walking.
Crusader for good!
You see a man stabbing a corpse repeatedly. Oh, well, you're not sure it's a man. It's a large hulking figure, stabbing a corpse. The corpse is pretty dead. It's been dead for days. It is mostly, like, real low, deep tissue and skeleton. And most horrible yet, as you pass him, you see Mero and his tigers.
Well.
Walking. Hey, it's man! My favorite man! Right?
It's funny, because that's my name!
I know your name! I've met you once.
Yes. Yes, that's a thing that happened.
Yes! It is a thing that has happened.
This is bad, because Mero's, like, fake interpersonal style is like man's real interpersonal style.
It's terrible. It's fun.
Just kind of, like, annihilate.
Everybody calm the fuck down. Especially you, you owl. Get out of here. Anyway, man, you know what I'm about to do?
What you gonna do?
I am gonna have my first performance ever! He does jazz hands. No one else in the Tigers does jazz hands.
Where are you performing?
I'm performing at the Silver Gold Mine!
No way! That's where I work!
That's where I'm gonna perform for the first time!
That's so awesome!
I know! You know what, man? You'd love it.
I'm sure I would. What's your act?
My act is taking off my clothes and waving around my gun.
Cool!
Yeah! So you know what, man? I promise you, you will like the show so much that I will give you the money you paid me back if you didn't like it.
Well, gee, that's really nice of you.
Yeah, you should really go see the show. You'll love it. It's right up your alley. It's gonna be a special treat. Would you like to read someone?
Yes, I would.
With hard.
So,
that's a 13.
Yeah.
Ask your questions, man.
Well, what do you intend to do?
He intends to say something that he hopes will resonate with you at his performance.
Well, what are you really feeling?
Glee at the chaos he intends to cause.
Yeah, okay.
True childlike glee. The kind that only gets you get from taking your brother's Lego collection, which is sorted by piece size and color, and dumping them on the floor and just mixing them all up. That kind of glee.
How can I get you to tell me what's in your act?
By asking!
What's in your act? I mean, like, no. I mean, like, the things you're gonna say.
Oh, well, it's kind of a secret, and you like it a lot more. I don't want to spoil anything, you know? I don't want to be, like, the spoiler guy.
I do like surprises.
Surprises are awesome! You'll like the surprise, I promise you. It is gonna be some good stuff. That's all.
Well, your enthusiasm is contagious. I am just...
You promise you'll be there tonight?
Yes, I promise I'll be there tonight.
Oh my
it.
God!
Maybe I'll go on after you go on. I
you
don't
know.
Know.
What? I was really hoping you would, actually.
Oh boy.
Oh, I was hoping you would. You know what? Man, it is great to see you again, man. He's upset with that. You know what? I'm not even bummed out by your name being man and creating odd conversation-y, sentency things. Timey-wimey. You know what? I gotta go practice at the Silver Gold Mine, but you be there tonight, you promise? You pinky swear?
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear!
Metal swear.
Metal swear. Oh, I've never done this, but it's kind of like scissoring. The group is disgusted. It ranges from true, deep loathing to wanting to vomit expressions. They sometimes alternate. It is gross to watch the two of you talk. Mara says, okay, come on, guys, we gotta go. We gotta go do some stuff. You guys go practice wrestling, too. You got a wrestling gig out here. And they continue past you. Truth.
Yes.
You're ready. You ready for this? This is the time.
It is the time.
You have been planning the best ways to get into New Sodom. It is ringed by a short 8-foot concrete wall all around the perimeter. There are a couple of entrances, but the northmost one is easily the weakest.
Well, we don't necessarily want to go in guns blazing, do we?
That's true. If you want to just slip in unnoticed, there are other ways to do that as well.
Well, I was thinking quite possibly just strolling in nonchalantly, and then perhaps maybe taking control more secretively of the locales, and exerting their force as my own for a little while before making myself known to the public at large.
So, you want to try to sneak into town and get to the locale headquarters. That's the major point?
Mm-hmm.
Major point?
Mm-hmm.
So...
And sneak can be, I mean, not necessarily like hide in shadows sort of sneaky. It can be a very much hide in plain sight sort of sneak.
Yeah.
Just...
People tend not to bother individuals wearing hazmats, except for extremely well-armed people.
So you would want to come in from the north, because that's the north side of the river.
Also,
yeah.
Less likely to mess with groups of people wearing hazmats.
That's true.
One guy with a hazmat.
You could take him down.
Yeah, maybe.
Like 15 people with hazmat suits. Starting to get a little,
I might want
to
go home and get my own hazmat suit.
What do they know that I don't? So, the way to get to the locale's HQ through there is the rich district.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of flying cars. It's actually pretty nice over there. You're going to end up missing a lot of the grossest places. You're probably not going to end up seeing muggings and VJs and watered babies.
Oddly enough, for the time being, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with that for now.
At some point, we're going to have to deal with them, but we need to get established first.
You do need to get established first. Stabbing corpses. I missed that one. Mm-hmm. Missed stabbing corpses. You're also going to miss
poking.
Poking?
Yeah.
Pop poking.
Corpses.
Better than corpses stabbing.
Yeah. That's true. That would be even worse if the corpses were stabbing someone. So, tell me, you're bringing along with you, of course,
Justice.
Of course, right. Justice. Mm-hmm. But do you have, who is your major intelligence officer, or do you have an intelligence officer?
I do. Mm-hmm. Their name is Sorrow.
So, Sorrow. And how... Sorrow is really smart. Sorrow just knows how to get the names, but what about Sorrow makes you a little bit disappointed in them?
They, in dealing and knowing so much about the filth and the disease and the modern and the world at large, I have my doubts that it might have tainted him or them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sorrow's a little bit corrupted.
Possibly.
Maybe...
Shows signs every now and again. It might be... It's like one of those back burner things, you know? Like, it might come up later.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to deal with them. Get a new one.
But Sorrow has told you that where the HQ is, it's right on the northern bank of a river that you do not want to cross. There's a bridge to get you across, but that is very exposed. You will be seen by pretty much the whole town. So going from the north is definitely the right way to do it.
I concur.
So you're just pressing on. You see flying cars,
mm-hmm.
shining and black. You see crumbling edifices that have been washed clean in some ways. I mean, there's definitely not a whole lot of regular filth. There's a lot of mold, though. You got a pretty nasty mold problem. Especially frightening is mold that can survive in this rain.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mold around, just at the edges. The nicer buildings seem to be more or less free of it. A lot of people are staring. Guards at the fronts of doors, passers-by, they seem to make way for you and try to become extremely scarce when anyone gets a look at 15 armed, hazmat-wearing strangers.
Suits my purpose. I don't necessarily want a whole lot of people watching when I seize control of the localities.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're not gonna accost anyone. You've got a mission.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a mission. You gotta do it.
These people do not concern me right now.
They don't concern you right now. You can deal with them later.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. So, you approach the localities HQ. It is a massive square building. It is fucking huge. You haven't seen a building like this in a very long time. It's easily over 100 stories and has not collapsed in any way. It is meticulously kept clean for New Sodom. Everybody held on. There are barricades, concrete barricades set out front, and there's about 30 armed locales, or what you assume to be locales, pointing their guns out at you. They've probably heard about the commotion that you've caused. There's a woman with a microphone, and she is waiting for you.
I kind of make a very subtle motion. First off, I should say none of us have our weapons out or anything.
They're holstered guns.
They're completely holstered. Our hands aren't even on them. We're not here to start a fight yet. And I kind of motion for him just to hold their ground for a moment. And I take a step forward with Justice and Sorrow, not too far behind.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of know to come with me. We've done this before. And I step up and I loudly proclaim, "Are you the leader here? You in charge?"
"I'm in charge of this barricade. Please identify yourself."
"I am Truth. and I am here to speak to your leader.
Well, I've got some bad news, Truth. I've got about 2-1 odds on you, and we're fortified. So, you can get the fuck out, or we can shoot you.
I'm going to read a set.
That's a good idea.
6. Well, never mind then.
So you do not get a good feeling of the situation, but you notice that there are also some soldiers on the roofs of nearby buildings. So what do you say to her?
We're not here to start a fight. I have information. You might notice our attire. You see, we know something that might be of interest.
That seems like some kind of charismatic role, perhaps.
Quite possibly. Perhaps some sort of manipulation?
Maybe. Seems like.
Wow. That's barely a 7.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. All right. On a 7...
they need some concrete assurance.
They're going to need some concrete assurance about your crazy information. Do you have, like, some kind of interesting piece of tech that you usually, dangle in front of the tribals?
Mm-hmm. It's some sort of old medical scanner. It actually only about half its functions work, but,
it's better than the best thing they got in New Sodom.
Precisely.
It goes beep, boop, bop.
It goes beep, boop, bop. We use it for scans. Very similar to e-meter readings, where it's we kind of decide when it's unclean, but it can work if we want it to.
Mm. You don't have like two.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, it's not the two little rods.
1,000 rods.
Yeah.
Oh, they're definitely unclean.
So, I am going to kind of like pull it out from its like has it kind of a nice.
Whoa!
Oh, just. I kind of tilt it forward and very slowly. See this? This is a medical scanner. It, gave us some information that you might seem, you might want to, your leader might want to know about. And I'm gonna kind of flick it on so the screen kind of lights up.
Bring it closer, just you. No funny business.
Take very slow and purposeful steps. Even though I'm not, as if I was in control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're
gonna need. Yeah, Dave's right. You are gonna need to roll under fire.
Okay.
So,
I have a 9 plus whatever.
Cool.
Plus cool. That's 0. So 9.
A 9. So you flinch and hesitate. Or maybe you stall. So, you can, you can stay where you are and not escalate the situation at all. Or you can step forward, shaking a little bit, and maybe you need to put your hand on your gun just for a little bit of reassurance.
What do you mean? Oh, is it a reassurance for me?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You're not entirely sure they're not just gonna kill you.
I'm gonna stay where I am and say, I saw that look you had. You should come out here. I'll meet you halfway.
She, turns to the nearest officer, whispers something in their ear. They gave her a nasty look. And spit, and then walk towards you. I'm sending Officer Cullen over as a show of good faith.
I'm gonna like present the med scanner, but not really hand it to him, and not really like hold it out. More of just kind of like a. Like a showcase.
He puts his hand on it and tries to pull it out of your grasp.
Look. This is a very delicate piece of machinery.
And we want it.
I'm not giving it to you. I'm offering you services.
If you leave your guns here, we can talk inside.
Very well. But I would prefer to leave a group of my men outside with their weapons. They won't come inside. They're just outside of your barricade.
They just stay far back.
Certainly. Other side of the street.
Okay.
I'm gonna put the med scanner back in its, like, foam, like, fitted foam case, mm-hmm. You know. Still has the little bit of the company logo on the outside.
He leads you back to the siege lines. I assume you're going to be bringing such exciting hits as Sorrow and Justice with you.
Mm-hmm.
You bring anyone else in? Just like a couple of thugs?
Yeah, I bring a couple of the biggest guys, the biggest people.
Mm.
The ones that are usually given incinerator duty.
Who's your biggest thug? Who's just a big, stupid member of your team? Or do you have any big, stupid members of your team? Is everyone pretty competent?
Everyone's pretty confident, but... competent. There is one...
Might,
I like it. Might. Their name is Might. And they typically take the front line when we are cleansing. Such as that poor village some time ago. Kind of revels in it. A little bit.
Mm.
Too much, some might say. But he's useful. They're useful, so I keep them around.
Alright. Might. So you and Might, Justice and Sorrow, go towards the siege lines.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Kim, as she identifies, when you get closer. Alright. Right now, we're gonna send you in. We're gonna bring you to the interrogation room. It's just a precaution, and I'll send you in the our leader. They bring you into the atrium if you're following them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go into the atrium with them.
And it is nearly empty. Almost everyone that they have is outside. It was... There are a handful of obviously non-combatants that are manning some computers, and some of them seem fairly frustrated with them. They probably have a shitty computer system. And Officer Kim brings you to a... Past a bunch of cubicles, which are messy, but not necessarily unclean. Don't need to be burned, mostly straightened.
Okay.
What is a small, dark room in the back. No windows, no mirrors, and a single light bulb illuminates it. She comes in with you, along with a handful of officers, including Officer Cullen. Everyone loves Officer Cullen. And she closes the door.
Just us inside?
Yeah.
Before she goes, I'm going to reach out and say, excuse me, as a sign of good faith, would you please leave poor Officer Cullen with us to...
whole group's in there.
Oh, whole group's in there? Okay,
yeah.
Okay, never mind.
There's about
ten
people in
this
tiny, cramped
room. I want to make sure
they don't
gas the room. Is mostly my concern.
Yeah,
but
you're...
Cool.
Yeah.
This is true.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, that would not go back.
They
could
grenade the room.
Yeah.
The hazmat suits.
Point is, there's things.
Maybe they don't understand hazmat suits.
That's entirely possible. Or you could be Jedi, and not we need worry about being gassed.
Jedi are automatically in hazmat suits, right?
Yeah.
Only if you take that push on.
Anyway, Kim closes the door behind her. We've lost a lot of good men lately. I guess you'd say I'm in charge these days. So what can we do to get a hold of this thing?
My group comes from a city pretty far away, and we've dealt with cities such as yours. We know the problems you face. And we are most experienced at locating them, which is where the device comes into play, and exterminating them, which is where my group comes into play.
Do you plan on exterminating us?
No, I'd much rather work with you. Which is why I'm here to offer a branch, so to speak.
So, what do you want?
I want the same thing you do. To clean this city of the filth.
So you'll give us this medical scanner. If we help you go clean up some of the less reputable parts of town...
I will allow you access to the medical scanner as much as you want. However, it is quite sacred, and it must stay with my men.
Well, that sounds like you're giving us something to give us something. And normally, I'd be a little wary about this. But those 30 men out front are all that I have. We've lost a lot of people trying to capture a particularly valuable asset, and maybe if you don't kill everyone, there is someone I'm looking for. And as she leans forward, would you like to open your mind to the maelstrom?
Sure.
As you're having this conversation.
I would love to. Have a 10.
As she leans forward, you see that the room itself is, you just, is it sudden? Is it sort of trickle over your vision?
It's sort of a fade.
It sort of fades
mm-hmm.
into filth.
Mm-hmm.
And as it fades into filth, one thing you're taken by is how unnaturally clean Officer Kim is. Officer Kim isn't all the way up to what you guys look like under your hazmat suits. But for a regular person, she shouldn't be all that clean. You look at her a little bit more in detail, you notice that her skin is just slightly off color than what you would expect for a healthy human being of this cleanliness to be. It's a little gray.
I'm assuming I would recognize that.
You
possibly.
Have recognized that. As a... are you a wolf or are you an agent of a wolf?
Oh, I am.
You are a wolf yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As a wolf, you recognize your own kind. Not everyone is as well integrated as you are. But Officer Kim is a very well-made wolf.
Officer Kim... Right. may I ask a personal question?
Of course.
Where are you from?
Haven.
You can feel the smile even though you can't
see it. I think we'll come there. Do you remember to mark all your XPs? So exciting stuff.
I guess
everyone's getting ready for the big siege. Everyone is less excited than Mara would be if
you
were there.
Susan, Omiwise is dangerous, but as long as I'm... I think as long as I'm affiliated with Silver Skull much, you can't hurt me. Do you want me to go ahead and try to create a distraction?
Distraction would be good.
Look, it's not safe to be here. Nowhere else to go. So this has to work. Are you sure you can take the tower?
Reasonably.
Say a percent. Say a percent, you goddamn dolphin.
That's Norman's job.
You're fired. Take legs, so you're next to advance. You've disappointed me.
You said something about having the blueprints.
Yes, we've got the plans for Emmy Weiss's tower.
Do you know where their defense points are? Do you know anything about this?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
And
what,
you may have the penthouse key.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need? What do you need out of the way?
You know what? Give me the penthouse key. I'll go distract Omi Wise herself.
Do you really think Barrow actually had the penthouse key to Omi Wise?
Why not?
Okay. Oh my.
Clink.
It's fucking terrifying.
They were the right blueprints.
Supposedly I owe her debt. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll go throw myself on her mercy. If I go above ground, then the wolves will get me. If I stay down here, dolphins will destroy it and I'll die.
Wait. Jackson walks over for a second. Wolves and dolphins are your problem? Are there wolves and mech suits too?
I wish there was a shut someone down move in this game.
Well, there sort of is. You need hard for it, though.
You know what?
Who are the wolves?
Can you seize by force their self-esteem?
I think this is a go aggro.
Jackson, get the fuck out of my way. That is 11.
Whoa, lady. Well, I'd be scared of wolves in mech suits. I guess I'd be scared of a mech suit wolf, too.
Wait, there are wolves?
It sort of backs.
It's a long story.
If there are other parties that might be contributing...
You still got some setting up to do to get everyone ready, yes? Maybe you can help
Not
me.
Really. These guys aren't that organized. We give them guns and then we go. That's basically the plan.
Susan, walk with me. Please.
All right.
Just for a few minutes.
I mean, we're all ready, says Bran. I mean, we can wait if you want. I mean, Marrow had us wait a lot.
I will have you wait less. Check your weapons to make sure they're ready.
Wait, what?
And loaded.
You know what? That's a really good idea.
Right. I'm full of good ideas.
Guys.
And you will obey them.
We should check our guns.
Make sure your clips are full.
Susan. You.
Ask Jackson. He will surely be able to tell you. Or he's fired.
Jackson looks like he's got a very good explanation of something that sounds like it might be a clip.
Susan, will give me just a couple of minutes.
Alright.
So you know about Haven?
A little bit. But again, it is not an appropriate target. It is too far from the ocean.
Forget that for now. There are people, they've been chasing me. They're from Haven. Some of them are in the localities. More are coming, I can feel it.
Haven has operatives here?
Yes. They're dangerous. I call them the wolves because when I see them for what they really are, that's what they look like.
But they're not actually...
Canis lupus. Yeah. No, it's Canis lupus.
They're not actually Canis lupus.
No. Did you ever meet Francis?
Out of character, I'm not sure that I ever knew who
you
Francis
killed him.
I know that, but I'm not sure that I actually knew.
You interacted with him briefly.
You saw him while he was eating his soup.
Yes.
While stealthed.
Francis was one of them. Which is why it meant a lot to me that you took him out of the picture. But there's more.
I don't think he was actually human. I did not examine the remains in detail, but...
Then you know. You've seen what they are. They're not human.
I won't disagree on that aspect, but again, Haven is not an appropriate target.
I don't... Forget Haven. Forget Haven. They're in the city. They're looking for me. I need someplace safe.
I see.
I told you I would help you. I promised you I'd help you. But you have to keep me safe.
If they are agents of Haven, then it is probably in my best interests that they also do not know I'm here.
Well, then we can avoid them together.
Hmm. In that case, I think maybe a restructuring of the Only Wise Clan may be in order.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Believe me, if you want to stay down here in the sewers for a while, where it's safe, they don't come down here. That'd probably be okay. Not yet, anyway.
Hmm.
We just need to...
But what I'm saying is, in order to take out Omi Wise...
I'm going
to
read you.
Okay.
It's been too long. A billion. What do you want me to do?
Help me root out Asians to the Haven.
Hell yes.
Goddamn ADD Dolphin. Storm the building already.
So we're not going to attack the tower.
I feel like if there are agents of Haven here, that may be too... That may expose us too much.
If I know people, and I know people, we're going to have to do something to keep the tigers occupied, or they're going to go cause trouble.
Well...
Never mind whatever Mara is doing above ground.
I still think that we need to find a better hiding place for you.
Thank you so much, Susan. What do you have in mind?
That's a good question.
We could go back to the gold mine. Man ran them off the last time they came. They're not going to go back there anytime soon.
Please stand by for a moment. I'm going to ask Norman.
Okay.
You're taking minus one to this roll because I'm interfering with your systems.
That's okay.
I have a curse as much as I have a blessing.
Hey, that's a six.
So, what happens on a suck and die?
Norman has its own agenda. Do it or act under fire.
If you have this conversation not in Trinary, I can argue with it.
No. You can probably tell through my faceplate that I'm talking to someone, but not who.
I hear weird squeaky coming from inside. Mm-hmm.
Susan, this new information is disturbing. The only safe thing to do at this point is to create a base of operations for a greater force. Alone, you cannot hope to take out an unknown number of agents who are individually extremely dangerous, not merely in combat, but in influence as well. You must clear the tigers from this area immediately.
And proceed with the immediate bombardment of this area?
Not a bombardment. That would cause New Haven to come with greater numbers than we can handle. At this time.
So a stealth operation?
We will insertion. Require more operatives in the area. Please evacuate the tigers.
I see. Do we care about the tigers?
Their lives were a bonus.
But?
They are not necessary to the operation and are far inferior to dolphin technology.
Understood.
And warriors.
Then, I will take your advice. I will report in requesting reinforcements, and we will proceed with the Omi Wise plan without me.
This is a good plan. It is sound. Send them to die.
Well, they might even win. Who knows? We will give them the information we can and hope for the best.
Wow.
So, Grace, I have good news and bad news. Good news is you'll be staying here with me.
Okay.
I guess that's not bad news, really.
No,
I think...
I feel safe here with you.
The tigers, however, will not be staying here. They are going to proceed with the plan.
Without your help?
No, I will help them. In a... executive position.
But aren't you going to fight with them? Aren't you going to help? You've got a suit. You have weapons.
This is a stealth suit. It's not designed for...
You killed...
That is a very specific kind of weapon. Against large open spaces, it doesn't work so well. It is more designed...
And you have nothing else that you could use against...
the resources of my suit are almost entirely used up. I have been...
Are you telling the truth?
You still have hold?
Yes.
Some of the resources of my suit have been entirely used up.
Actually, I was entirely telling the truth. I was about to lie.
Oh, you should have waited.
No, I have two ammo left.
Oh, okay.
Out of six.
Fair enough. That's legit.
Is it eight? No, it's six. Yeah, I have two shots left.
What do you intend to do?
Call for reinforcements.
You can seduce a dolphin, right?
Yeah. I can manipulate a dolphin.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Well, if there's more of you coming... I've seen Omiwise's defenses. That lot is not going to survive 15 minutes. You're better off just sending me.
But that would put you in peril. And you're the one who knows about the operatives from Haven. I need you as a live asset.
Yeah, I'd like to be a live asset. Is that all I am to you? An asset?
No. Alright. Look, you are a very nice person as far as humans go. I'm going to try and manipulate you.
Yes, you are.
Have you read her yet in this conversation before you start manipulating?
Yeah, you know, that might be a good idea. Trying to figure out what this crazy human's thinking. Well. That, do you want to help or interfere?
What is that for?
That is an 11.
Did you advance that move?
I might have.
You cost him it last time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna... No, I don't think... You know what? No, I have no reason to help or interfere. Ask your questions. Or don't. Interact. Whatever you'd like.
What do you wish I'd do?
God. What I wish is that you would treat me as something other than an asset. If that's all I am to you, if I'm expendable as soon as I become less than useful, like these idiot tigers, and I can't trust you, and I'm going to have to go find safety somewhere else.
That would be unfortunate. I have only just gotten to know you, Grace, but I feel you could be more than just an asset.
Susan Grace, shut up!
You know you get an XP.
Oh, I think that's a seduce. I think that's a manipulate, not a seduce.
Yeah, probably. Let's see here.
Play along.
So I've only got minus one on this.
You're terrible at this job.
You could be something yeah, more. A food what, source Susan? In the future, perhaps.
Perhaps some kind of terrible table.
Entertainment, maybe.
You know, I'm half inclined to just go back and tell the tigers what you're really planning. Or you could come along and help.
That seems like some kind of role.
Yes, it is. 9. You're acting under fire to say no to me.
How can I... Can I still...
Yeah.
Read a person, ask questions.
Well, you can use your questions that you haven't used up.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk back towards the camp with me and talk to me.
Mm. How can I get you to let the tigers become expendable?
I think I'm at a point where I don't want to see anybody be expendable. Mm. It's okay if the bad people get hurt, but I don't... These are not bad people.
That they're bad people! Show her that they're bad people.
They're no worse than anyone else.
I don't know, Mero's been grooming
well
them.
How well do you know Mero?
Well, he's crazy. And dangerous, I'm kind of glad you got rid of him.
I didn't get rid of him. That was entirely his own power. Would not be surprised after he has done his crazy whatever act at Silver's if he returns and reestablishes control of the Tigers, which is why I felt it was better if they weren't here when you came back.
And he'll get himself killed. Either way, why do you ask?
Why do I ask?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Because I do not have much faith in the Tiger's ability to maintain secrecy. One dolphin running around has caused enough rumors, I'm sure. Two would surely draw even more attention from Haven.
And let me get this straight. When you, I don't know, bomb the city and sink it into the ocean...
Not the whole city, just this area.
You don't think that the human population isn't going to rise up and attack you? And then what happens? Do you just exterminate all of us?
Well, again, we were hoping to do it with minimal casualties so that there is less hard feelings.
Just all the homeless, starving people living above us. And the tigers living below, if they're still here. And anyone hit by debris, or caught outside when the blast hits, or killed by shattered windows. Have you thought any of this through? If we mean that little to you. And I don't want to be here. I'll go back to the Silver Gold Mine and deal with Luce and Marrow and whoever else is there.
Hmm.
At least Lively and Men are there to protect me.
Again, my scans had generally found the tigers to be a major population center here. Evacuating them, at least as far as I could tell, would have left this area relatively deserted. I was not aware that you had performed surveys of the area.
I haven't performed surveys. I've lived here for 2 years. Look, Susan. I've had enough killing. I've had enough running. I've had enough hiding. Maybe we could all just find a way to live with each other in peace.
That is totally amenable. We are not looking for war. We just need to reestablish a surface settlement again. If you have suggestions for better areas for...
Yes, I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
You come with us. We take Omiwise's tower, like you wanted to. Then we evacuate any people living in this area,
mm-hmm.
actively. With the tiger's help, turn them into your personal army. And then we welcome your friends from the sea, or wherever they're coming from.
Dolphins live in the sea.
Wait, still do.
I don't even care.
This does not seem like a terrible plan.
Okay, so then you are coming to Omi Wise's tower.
Well, I'm acting under fire either way at this point.
That's true, right?
Wait, all right, is he? If he
failed the
oh shit. That's true.
So, which fire would you like to come under? I guess it's whatever the fuck you want.
I feel like it may be the tactically less sound, but if it would help earn your trust, I know I am not the best at reading humans or interacting, so we will go with your plan.
Okay, roll your... I'm helping.
Well, that's a 6. Give me all that help.
6.
All right.
Oh, you feel an electric shock as Norman is extremely upset with you. Take one harm, armor piercing. Double armor piercing. Because I know you've got anti-armor piercing, so it's double armor piercing. Because fuck you, you dolphin.
Psy-harm, ignore armor entirely?
Look, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Oh, Susan, I know I could count on you. Are you okay?
The odds of success with a frontal assault are exceedingly low.
Well, then you're going to need me, aren't you?
The odds of your survival are also exceedingly low.
Omiwise, I'm still an employee of Silver's Gold Mine. Omiwise can't harm me or order me to be harmed.
That probably only applies so far if we are making a frontal assault.
That's why I go in first.
And if they just lock you in a cell, what good is that going to do the rest of the assault?
They won't lock me in a cell. They can't lock me in a cell. Oh my god, would they lock me in a cell?
That wouldn't be direct harm. Assuming that the strictures are literal, then I do not see why they couldn't do that.
Well, then you would let me out once you... Oh no.
If you're locked in a cell, you're not going to make a very good distraction.
God, I can't do that then. I'm so sorry. If I stay here with you, then the tigers die, and then the dolphins come. And as soon as Haven's troops are dealt with, I'm sure the other dolphins won't be as amenable to keeping me around. So...
I'll put in a good word for you.
Aren't you no more than an asset to him?
I'm going to Omiwise's tower. You'd better be there with the tigers.
Alright, Jackson. You heard the human.
Just give me some lead time. Don't bust in there 5 minutes after I show up. Susan's totally going to bust in there 5 minutes after I show
up. Pick a time.
Surrender humans!
Give me 15 minutes. If they stop me at the door, there's not much I can do.
Understood.
You got this. This is fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. How are the bears doing?
They're doing lovely.
Are you missing one? The answer is yes.
Oh, I thought that was just a love... Oh, I thought that Silver had changed it to being a love bear. It wasn't a very good death bear. Poor Cymbeline. She was better as a love bear. But where is she? I don't know.
Where are you now?
At the love bear pit.
At the love bear pit? Oh, my.
Yeah, well, I was looking for her.
Well, she's not there either. Well, it's so strange.
Fuck!
Where did you notice her missing?
Well, she wasn't gone. She's gone from both pens.
Well, I better go tell Mr. Silver there's a bear loose.
He's just a love bear, right?
You hear, Well, the pens are out back, I assume, right?
Yeah.
They're just sort of in a gross corner. With
actually, here's a better idea. How about I open my mind to see where the screaming is coming from? Yes, I'm sure.
Here's some bear stuff.
Bear death would show up.
Bear death.
I think in the maelstrom. I'll hit that. So that's 9 + 3 = 12, and
if you advance that.
Where did I write it down? Yes, I did.
Ooh.
So
advanced maelstrom.
Advanced maelstrom.
Tell me a story about advanced maelstroms.
You see through the psychic maelstrom to whatever is beyond.
I would have got to do that earlier if it wasn't for some meddling soulless.
And her dog, too.
I wish I had a dog.
I killed it.
Somebody to love me unconditionally.
You got man. So you open your mind to the maelstrom and see beyond the veil. Is there anything else that it says? Just that?
It just says just that. Whatever
crazy
that means.
Shit. You
to whatever is beyond
have always seen the world as dark and wet. And as in a totally new way, as you're crawling through the wet, dank, soft cavern that you have experienced.
anytime you go into the maelstrom, you see something very strange. And that's a little bit of sunlight. Keep walking forward more and more. And now you can definitely see it. You're at a hook that goes straight vertically up. You don't think you could climb it. It's much too wet and slippery. But what you see is very disturbing. You look up, and you can see the sun through the silhouette of black teeth opening in the tunnel. A flickering of a massive tongue. Breathing, respirating. And at the end of it, you hear snuffling coming from your body. Not your body, but your body.
Yeah.
The teeth are really sharp, too. They don't look like human teeth. Actually, now that you notice it, it's not really the sun. It's some lights and looks like a room. You only can see a little bit of it just out of the open maw, but you think you recognize that room. That's the pens. That's the pens right over in the death bear pen. And you can see just a bald spot. Have you forgotten the feeling that you were in someone?
Sometimes.
Like, have you ever seen out like this before? Is this new?
It's new. I've had tiny, tiny glimpses, but I thought they were just flukes. I've never had anything where I could place what was going on and have an inkling as to where I was in. So, this is far more detailed than I've ever, been in a thing.
Does it feel, like, different to be in this situation than in other situations? Do you feel like this is sort of like an alien body and not like the ones you normally are in?
It does, but it seems more powerful.
Bearish, even.
Yes. Like I'm full of muscle that I don't have in my normal body.
Interesting.
Yes. <You're in.
laughs> So you got a good idea of where this bear is that you're looking for.
Yeah.
You snap back out. Here. You know, run back to the death bear pens that cost whoever this bald person could possibly be.
Yeah.
So you throw open the chain link fence door that isn't really a very good way to keep bears that are death bears out, but are just pretty much there.
Or in,
or pretty much anywhere. But is there to make people feel better about death bears just being loose. You see a short, bald man holding the side of a bear, a massive love bear. She is. With a chain around her neck, and at the bottom of that chain looks like some kind of computer console that's been ripped out of something. And it's got a big smiley face on it. Hey, how's it going? Says the computer console.
Good. Very good.
Hi, I'm Joe's girl. Can I help you find something? Joe turns around abruptly. He's been caught.
I was just, checking on you. Lovely bear.
Thanks! I'm a great-looking bear, aren't I? Joe says so. Joe steps in front of his lady fair, puts a hand on her screen.
God.
I guess you've found me.
Indeed I have. And your lovely love bear.
Thanks! You've seen this kind of screen before. Have you been in the back of a locale car before?
I have.
So you've seen this kind of screen before. This is...
But never hooked up to a love bear.
Just ripped out of a Skamod's unit.
Yeah.
And hung around the bear's neck.
Yeah.
There's probably no connection between the bear and the Skamod's. It doesn't work that way. But some people need a little bit of interaction.
Right. Right.
Oi.
Oi. Well,
possibly they as well.
I will be on my way. Wait, don't I know you from somewhere?
No.
I feel like you... Yeah, yes. You're the drunk, stupid person.
I'm not drunk now. Or would I have a giant computer Skamod hung around the neck of a love bear and I'm stealing it from Mr.
Could
Silver?
He's crazy when you're stealing it. No, he's not going to like that.
No, I bought it already, is what I did.
Really? Yes. Do you have a receipt? Mr. Silver's very particular about his receipts, and you know, if you don't have a receipt, I have a side job. The side job is that I will kill him if he's trying to steal the bear.
Ah, this is a...
Yeah.
This is a go...
So this is a go aggro?
Aggro.
Yeah. With... Fuck me.
The bear roars.
That might be the wrong thing to say to a lot of bear.
No, I... not what I meant.
It's okay. She won't kill you unless I ask her to. Isn't that right, Joe's girl? That's right!
Oh, God. Alright, fine.
Don't make me kill you!
I won't. Go take the bear. Take the love bear. Where? Can I ask where you're taking it?
That's a great question. Hey, Joe, where are we going? I was pretty much planning on being in the casino. That was a bad plan.
Okay.
Maybe I should buy this bear.
Maybe you should buy that bear before you go to the casino. Because then you'll at least have a bear instead of just a bear with a stolen computer screen. Stolen. Hot goods! Don't want to have them!
All right. I'm going to go pay for Joe's girl over here then, I guess.
That's right. Very good. Be a good lad. Run along.
All right. Joe waddles off carrying, holding Joe's girl's hand and guiding it towards your office. We can cut here. You don't necessarily need to have the details of
the
Joe's girl's contract done in, done up like that.
I'll miss you, Joe's girl.
I'll miss you too!
Oh,
see you later!
The end.
And we'll end on
that.
You know, I had a much more epic note, we lost someone.
So, Susan, it was close, but you're a good person, Mark HX.
Oh.
Truth, you are not a good person, but I don't really know you, but it doesn't matter. Do not mark HX.
What does that mean?
I have a special move. So I have a higher standard. At the end of the session, when you would normally choose a character who knows you better, instead consider each of the other players' characters and decide whether or not they were good people. All that were, tell them to add +1 to their HX with you on the sheet. You can tell none of them, any of them, or all of them as you see fit, and it works the same way as normal HX.
Okay, so I don't subtract it.
No, you don't subtract
it.
You don't
have to add.
In fact, I can't have you subtract. That's actually one of the things you normally like, you know me worse, you could say, but, and -1, I can't actually do that to anybody. Lively, you're a good person.
Thank you, Grace.
You didn't tell me whether or not I was.
I'm not there yet.
But you said my name and then moved on to
I'm sorry. Mrs. Silver. I know you're keeping a place warm for me. And I know that it's not your fault that Luce, turned on me, turned traitor. But until you do something about Luce, I don't think you're a very good person.
I see how it
you
is.
Need to know what's going on under your own roof.
Don't.
That shit is dangerous. Love bears with computers around their necks. Man eating human flesh.
I think this might be one.
Did anyone flip over?
Bliss.
Or you got all the way up to 0 with me, right?
Susan? Yeah, I'm at 0.
What about you, Lively?
I'm at 3.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Man at 0.
Turnover with some people.
I don't think man was at zero. Yeah, he's not even guarding the. I guess he has. So he's not even guarding the silver gold mine. He doesn't.
And didn't interact with anyone.
No, he didn't really interact with anyone.
No. So I think that's not unreasonable. Well, let's start with Joanna. Who do you know better, or who knows you better? Excuse me.
Mr. Silver knows me better. We have again increased our working relationship.
I go back down to plus one, right?
Yep.
Secret time. Sharing the secrets in our super secret sleepover time, where I watch you sleep and you don't know I'm there.
Oh, that's scary.
Sharing secrets is taking
them. I'll give you a secret in a dream, like really weird and creepy. I'm sorry.
I love weird, creepy, lively. The weirder and creepier, the better, dude. Seriously.
I take your teeth and give you a present.
You're eating his ears. Ear fairy.
I take your baby.
And your baby teeth.
I'm picturing Lively
just like
over the sleeping person, just.
With, like, dental instruments.
The baby ears don't seem to be ready to come off yet. Maybe I will just tie them to the doorknob.
Mr. Silver! I'm at the door trying to get you.
Now everybody calm down.
Oh, Mr. Silver, it's okay. They'll grow back. It's just your baby ears.
Unless you've lost ears already.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What question do you want to ask me?
What?
No, you do tell a secret.
Oh, I tell a secret?
You. Yeah.
Oh.
You want to keep going around with HX? So
yeah,
you've got time
let's
to
do that. Well, or
Lively knows Mr. Silver better.
Cool.
So, I owe you a secret also.
Yes.
So,
truth?
I would say that Susan, via his Google search of Haven.
Ooh.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Totally buy that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that puts me up to -1 with you.
You're almost
now,
a person.
The only Susan's person who I have no history with is Lively.
That's right.
I'm still at -2.
We know
you guys can barely interact with each other.
That's true.
This whole story.
Incredible pain.
Yeah.
I think,
well.
I think Grace has learned a little bit about dolphins.
All the way up to 0. Yeah.
Hey, we're tied.
Yeah. I trust dolphins, but I know dolphins now.
Well, that's the kind of trust.
You're predictable, at least.
Whoa!
More predictable than you were before. I don't like uncertainty.
That said, I'm going to be hungry next session.
Oh my.
To feast on human ears!
I told you! From the goddamn ears. Building!
And does Man know anyone better?
I don't think Man really interacts with other characters.
Mm. Yeah.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.